If we ever had a family movie, it's probably that one about how 9/11 was an inside job.
And I looked over at him, and he looked over at me with his whiskey, and he goes, "When boys were bloody men."
Give him a call. And he's like, "Yeah, I'm in Ohio." And he said it so casually. He said it like, "Yeah, I'm going to be a little late. I'm just going to need to go to Canada real quick."
Fuck you, Dad!
In Caboodle.
All right, welcome to another episode of Fuck You, Dad, everybody. We are back this week with a very special guest, North Carolina comedian, former writer, and star of many Mr. Beast videos, Benjamin Malone, everybody.
Hey, everybody. It's good to be here. Thanks, Nick, Kenyon, for having me on.
Oh, absolutely. I think we talked to you when we like started this podcast, when we didn't know if we were going to have guests on. and so I'm excited that we get to have you back on, because I'm excited to hop into these tales, because you've led an interesting life. Would you say your life was interesting?
Yeah, there's a real pause after the interesting life. Yeah. Which leads me to believe you do not believe that yourself, Ben.
Oh, he froze out.
No, he's here. I'm sorry. I ruined everything. I'm here for five fucking seconds.
Your screen froze, and I thought it was more you were so lost in thought that you.
No. Me. If I'm lost at all, it's not in thought. It's just lost. Just there's nothing going on up here. I just moved, and so the internet is still like trying to figure that out. I don't know if it's gonna be enough long term for my current spot. I might have to upgrade my plan. This is very adult talk. No one wants to hear about my internet plan.
But... No, it's great podcast. What plan did you go up? Did you up the data?
I didn't even up the data, but I fell for the cable package. They convinced me to get cable.
And what? No, that is really stupid. Yeah,
no, they called me at the right time. I had just finished smoking all my weed.
You're like, yeah, I miss commercials. I miss commercials and game shows.
I kind of miss commercials. I wouldn't have to pause anything. I have to turn my PlayStation controller back on to pause anything. I'd rather
It's gone full cycle, hasn't it? Yeah. People have gotten so lazy now, they go, I don't want to pause stuff. Give me a commercial so I can piss.
Yes, exactly. I can piss within the commercial.
That's hilarious. Can we ask about the Mr. Beast videos yes. that you were in?
Yes, I think I was in four total, three of which being hide and seek money videos, extreme hide and seek, as they call it, because they just had large grand prizes.
We should probably go into Mr. Beast, if you don't know, because most people that listen to this podcast aren't 10 years old. He's a really big YouTuber. That he gives out shitloads of, you know, prizes and stuff, like the usual YouTube shit where it's like, we chucked $1 million at a homeless man or whatever, you know, and he has all these like extreme stuff, like what they play hide and go seek and you win a shitload of money. So you were in that.
Yeah, I actually won two of them. Actually, I won extreme hide and seek for 50K and 60K. I was their champion for a second.
You're making me sweat right now.
About to book it, took it to his door and start groveling. I mean, it's just one of those. Jesus Christ. I was actually a writer for Mr. Beast for a little bit, where I would put dumb things in a Google Doc for people to say. Don't know if they used them. Kind of didn't care.
They didn't use anything.
I'm sure they didn't, and that's fine. It was like a no-show mafia job. It was kind of awesome. So, the real money is to be running around on that camera. But they gave me a casting call to try to be a contestant in that, but I was hungover, just in a bad mood. And then they were asking everybody, like, what if you won $10,000? What would you get? And I just said, healthcare, in a very monotone voice. And basically just bombed any chance of me being in the game. You know, could have saved my family or something, got some generational wealth out of one of those videos.
Not the heartwarming story they were looking for.
Yeah, everybody else just, I don't even know. They're all like weird improv kids who are like just like tap dancing with that question. I'm just like, well, I'd buy a Ferrari. And you're like, shut up, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, you're like, shut up. You don't get, you're like, shut up. I wish you did that in the casting. You just go, you know, you want to know what I wanted to do with $10,000? I'd pay each of you to shut the fuck up and die. That's what I'd do. It's $800 to fucking kill yourself because you're trying to get money to buy a car. Fuck you.
I'm sorry.
You might have gotten the part, honestly. Healthcare was like, oh, that's kind of
me,
funny.
A video of me doing that is funnier and more entertaining than anything. I will say that is a literal fact.
I wouldn't disagree. So I was like their head idea guy for like 2 years, basically. I
love how that's you're the head idea guy.
Yeah, no, they just thought
some
I had
random
a lot of
moron in Raleigh there.
There was times where I got like so fed up because we would do like 100 ideas like weekly, like that was my job, and
that's a lot.
It's a lot. It was most. I mean, we start with
100 ideas in their life.
Mostly they're like we could just bullshit most of the time because they would be too lazy to check out 100 ideas realistically. They had too much going on. And man, after a while I would just start pitching bullshit. I really did.
Like, I mean, you have to.
But the problem is even the shit they put out is bullshit. You know what I mean? Like the idea that
I would get more ideas.
Out of gold. It's like, what?
I would get more ideas approved that way. I would be like, don't blink, win $50,000. And then, like, you're a fucking genius. And I'm like, apparently.
That's how it felt like pitch writing things for them to say, too, where I would just sit and I would literally just free write, just throw shit on the page.
Yeah.
And the guy was like, oh, these are pretty good. Like, it was like, any, you know, the less brain power, the better.
It kind of is a little bit, if I was to pitch Mr. Beast to people, it's a little bit like Jackass for kids.
That's
like if they made exactly Jackass right. on like Nickelodeon, that's pretty Jackass much what he's done.
And like had a really dumb budget, like a stupid budget.
Yeah, almost a creepy amount of money. Like
almost, it's almost a criminal amount of money is being spent.
So when you're playing high stakes hide and seek, I gotta ask, like, because I know where I would be. I would be in like not in a funny place. I would be like serious, like I have to win this kind of thing.
Yeah. I would be like a Navy SEAL, dude. I'd be covered in camo, like buried under a fucking
right. Like, yeah, yeah, yeah. I'd be like pretty much ready to die. I'd be ready to kill for it.
Yeah.
So what were you like? Were you like trying to be like entertaining? Cause you're like, I am, that's what I'm supposed to be. Or were you in like game mode?
So straight up, they would tell us before the game started, they would be like, hey, like go for content. Don't go for the money. Cause if you go for content, we can potentially have you back for more and more challenges. And then you can, you know, potentially get even more money. I was like, fuck that. No, I need this money.
Yeah. Like, I like how they're like, you could win $200,000. Literally change your life forever. But make funny faces mainly. That's your priority. Yeah. The priority is for you to just do some silly, dumb things for a 10-year-old to giggle at because he hasn't seen his mom in 3 days. Just put an iPad in front of his face.
Yeah. So I took them very, very seriously. Going through those comment sections, nobody wanted me to win. I was the villain every time. I think it was because I wasn't doing dumb shit. I had no bits. I was just there, like, just being really good at hide and seek.
Weird, like, there's like a soap opera reality TV element of it or whatever. It's also these 10-year-olds don't know. Come back and fucking
pee. Exactly.
You try to focus on being silly when you could just pay your student debt.
When you got to buy your own chicken nuggets, buddy. Yeah. We'll see who wants content then. Okay?
Yeah, that's like three times my yearly salary, and all I had to do was sit in a tree for 6 hours. By the way, those games like 12 hours long. They searched for about 2 hours total. Like that, the rest of it was just sitting in trees.
The idea that I would probably lose. That'd be the real content. You want to see some content? Me alone in a tree with my thoughts for 6 hours. I'll give you some content. There'll be some crying. There'll be some yelling. And then realizing that this would be the largest accomplishment of my entire life. Would be like winning 100K sitting in a tree alone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
What were your parents' reactions when you told them that you won?
Oh, I mean, they were like, obviously very thrilled, like very excited. It's hard to believe, you know, like
absolutely
sort of made up and weird.
Yeah.
Like for a good like 6 months, I don't think my parents really understood what my job was because again, like I was just the idea guy. So I would just be wherever for the most part.
As a parent, you're like, you're sucking this dude's dick.
I'm the idea guy for a YouTuber. And then your parents like, Ben is selling me.
And then like one day I like woke up and I it was just a really like spur of the moment type thing. I asked my dad, I was like, hey, can you drive me to the airport? My job is sending me out to Area 51 for the weekend. So I just got to I got to catch a flight. And he's like, yeah, sure. There's a bunch of weird stuff.
That's pretty weird. We're like, what does Benny even do? And he's like, yeah, he's boarding a flight to Cuba tomorrow. You know what I mean? It's like, what's going on here?
I'm smuggling cocaine for Mr. Beast. That's what I was doing.
That would be fun. Now that's some fucking content. I mean, different channel, Discovery for sure, but to see his like little like smiley face just
and
being
it was
like
financed by more insidious means.
Oh my gosh, I can't believe I'm actually getting on the biplane.
I think the first video we like pitched as a group, because it was me and several other comedians like Jake Weddle, who I know you've had on the podcast.
Oh yes, Jakey Jake.
Great episode.
Yeah.
Check it out.
Like we pitched like I donated sperm in all 50 states. They did not.
Yeah, I don't think that fits the demo, dude. I don't think that fits the 10-year-old. They're like they're advertising.
But if you just if someone just aged it up a little bit, they'd be making millions of views.
Oh, I'd click on that video in a second. Yeah. I'd be like,
check that out. Yeah, 100%.
That almost sounds like a long-term documentary, because then you got to try to track if your donations are accepted, and like your kid, then you have a kid in every state, and you got to see what they
That'd
do.
Be, oh yeah, fucking weird.
Yeah. That'd be great. Great, like, I might do that for
like
content.
A modern day Genghis Khan. We'd have like a colony.
Well, I don't know if I plan on having a kid of my own. That just seems like a lot of work. So this would be the easiest way
to
do
it. Like a dandelion, you're just planting seeds out there.
This totally okay. A relative of mine. She's a teenager, little cousin, and she's like, she told her mom, because like all the moms are freaking out about, I mean, it's bad, but she told her mom that she wants to get pregnant, like as a teenager, because the teen moms on TikTok get really famous.
Oh no.
Oh no.
So she's like seeing it as like, she's like, no, it's a really good way to make money on TikTok, and then that can support my family.
Okay, but that is... The worst part about it is it's probably true. The worst part about
it's absolutely true.
We're looking at the current landscape of the world, impregnating yourself to get TikTok views. I'm not going to say that's not a solid move. You know, like I'm not going to say that's.
It's
that's
just wrong. Like you see, you're like, oh, it's. I mean, it's a mixture of like exactly. It is possibly true, but it's like it's sick. So it's dark. Just it, yeah.
I'd much rather my teenage daughter tell me she's going to be a stripper. Like that's like all she wanted to be.
Yeah.
Like I 100% like,
well,
yeah, stripper.
There's also something
fine.
About if you want to have a baby just to get TikTok views, you shouldn't be breeding. Like we don't need any more of those people. That's like the last group of people we need.
I told my mom in the I told my mom in the group chat if she had twins, she'd name them Like and Subscribe. And nobody thought that way. And it didn't really get it. Nobody was either young enough to get it or like in a joking mood about
it. Yeah, I think it's oh my god.
Man, I would have laughed about that's a good joke.
That's a pretty it's a good joke. And I mean
I might go on stage with
that. Need on her channel because baby's coming. And the
that's how this comes full circle. She's going to hire me as a writer for her family TikTok. There we go. I support it.
Baby.
Yeah, that's an op. 100%.
Well, shit. Speaking of families, man.
Here we go.
I know that your dad, look, kind of an interesting guy. He was a North Carolina state senator.
State congressman, state House of Representatives, state representative. That's the word.
Holy moly!
Obviously, I'm very familiar with his work.
I mean, you have a votable face. Like, I could vote for you.
I've always thought that like, so like in like Wake Forest where I'm originally from, where he originally like would run out of, I could easily just put out like signs with my last name on them and just campaign. And I think people would vote for me just thinking I'm the same guy.
Yeah. People are like, I remember seeing this a couple years ago.
Yeah. Name, I could easily be the mayor of Wake Forest if I just like put in a little effort.
What would that be like? What would be your first thing as a mayor?
My first thing, I would try and legalize weed, but as the mayor, just like go really hard at it.
Oh, actually, I kind of want you to do this because I think it's Wake Forest. A, who gives a shit?
Yeah,
B, exactly. You've already sort of white privileged your way into all types of other random money. Might as do something for good, dude. Walk into this mayor's office, legalize weed.
It would be very much on so brand for me. I've been failing upwards like my entire life.
Hard,
so
hard.
Because
you didn't go to college either, right?
No, I didn't. No
yeah,
college.
You're actually like people talk about Steve Jobs, like not going to college. You're the person who didn't go to college who's my inspiration because it's always you've always had a great house, had a great life, never seemed to have any problems with money, and you just waltz into more money. You're like, yeah, I was bullshitting ideas for a YouTuber, hiding in a tree, winning more money than you'll probably ever see in your entire life. So I was just like, dude, take this to the fucking take it to the mayor's office, dude.
That gave me one of the best, like, I throw everyone off on like two truths and a lie now, because no one believes, like, I think I've made more money off hide and seek than anyone in the world right now.
Yeah, you could go for that. You could really try to figure that out.
Like, no one's
use that in like the campaign. You're like, as a hide and seek champion, I know we can't afford to hide from these fireballs. We need to seek out solutions.
So I was like unemployed for about like 8 months, like during like the back end of the pandemic. Mr. Beast and everything, they like cut down everything. So I was one of the people they let go. And
was that surprising when that happened?
Not really.
Did they do it in like a fun video? Did they at least make like a fun little video?
That would have been so funny.
You just won a Greyhound ticket to unemployment office.
No, they just tell them it's another hide and seek competition and nobody looks. They just leave him wherever he is forever.
I was always afraid of that happening secretly. I was like, there's no way these guys like me this much. There's no way.
We left one of our writers in Utah.
Let's see if you can make it back. We have hidden cameras everywhere.
Just you looking around like, what the fuck?
I give it 5 years before he does something like that. Completely like not even realizing how problematic that is.
No, I mean, you can't be a millionaire at 23 and be a normal human being.
No. He's fairly surprisingly normal. I expected him to be a lot weirder when I first met him. But as I was saying, I was unemployed for like 9 months and I was having a really hard time finding a job. And at one point, my dad just sent me the application to Survivor.
Wait, your own dad is like, well, yeah, just try this one.
Yeah, just try the...
It seems to be your knack. You're just kind of a dumb face on game shows.
I'm just good at challenges. I've already got the resume for it. Give it a try. And it's not bad logic. It really isn't.
And you also were already playing Survivor in real life.
Exactly.
You're like, I'm already on a metaphorical island smashing a coconut right now. Like, also, but Survivor does look fun. I thought that when me and my girlfriend started watching it in the quarantine, and I was like, this, because I mean, like, I'm sure the living on the island part is fake because everything's fake, but all you have to do is pretend to get mad at people for and like create drama. I don't know. I think that'd be kind of fun.
Do that easily.
As long as everyone knew beforehand, like, we're fucking around. Like, I think that'd be so fun.
I've always thought, like, day two, I would ask, like, the other guys in my tribe, like, who we're going to eat first.
Yeah.
But just, like, and it'll be a joke, but I'll, like, just keep saying it. And
so be, like, really adamant on eating people.
Yeah. And you have several points. You're like,
I think that's what we mean when we go to tribal counselors. Like, we're going to vote on who we're going to eat tonight, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I voted Chris out. Gary's an asshole, but he looks really juicy, and I think that's gonna taste good later on.
That'd be funny. Like, it's like Rambo accidentally gets in the show Survivor, so everybody's just like having bullshit beefs, and then another person just has like just a bunch of ears on a string.
Yeah, if like a real Survivor, he's just like person. In the woods, like covered in wolf's blood, just like. I know the true way to survive.
Yeah.
Going like, oh, go, 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 go. Just going around like naked.
The producer's dog and ate it. I mean, that's pretty intense.
I would watch this like religiously.
He just keeps getting triggered the entire time. He's like, we got Charlie's all in these trees over there. He just shot Eric with a crossbow. What the hell's going on?
They're literally trying not to film him, but he's like getting in the way. They're like, this guy's going nuts. We can't put him in the show.
He starts taking out the cameras, thinking that they're like surveillance technology.
He's never seen them before.
Yeah.
He thinks they take his soul.
That's what it should be. It should be Survivor, but it's just, we get like 10 Vietnam vets to like hunt one, basically Benjamin Malone. That's what
Ben Malone versus like past, like people like just expressing their past wartime trauma.
Yeah. And it needs to be like at a literal battle. Like, it needs to be like that, like Iwo Jima or something, like from World War II. It's the island.
Woo!
I just want to make that sketch now.
No,
that.
Hey, listen, you've got 110K from hide and seek. So
I'll just start my own YouTube channel, compete with Mr. Beast. I had my dad ask me like what kind of investment it would take to compete with Mr. Beast. And I was like, you have to give me $10 million.
Yeah, literally a million. It would be a heist amount of money. Your dad's like, I have it because I'm a lizard person. for sure. So was there anything like what was growing up with like a dad in politics like?
It was, I think, mostly normal. I think I didn't really notice too much different until I got older because I started noticing people were like watching me more for sure. Like people were definitely watching my Twitter. Like my dad would get sent things that I tweeted from people that I didn't know were following me.
Oh wow, it's a lot of pressure. You got the public eye. Yeah.
I had people trying to get me fired from jobs and stuff just because they didn't like who my dad was. And
holy shit.
Yeah. So
like
they would, what?
Like, was it serious jobs or even as a teenager? Like someone's like, get this guy.
No, it was like serious jobs. Like one was a job working in like insurance fraud investigations, and then like another was a job I had actually working I was working for my dad in this instance. Good old nepotism got me in a decent spot. And then luckily they didn't follow me to Mr. Beast because they didn't care. Also, he got blue waved eventually, so people just kind of gave up. They're like, okay, we won, I guess.
But yeah. he just lost for sure.
Yeah.
Thank God you're a healthy person, because like if you were unhealthy, like perhaps one of us, and like you're like, people are looking at my Twitter, people are fucking sending my dad, like I would go nuts.
I would lose. That is a recipe, because it's like there's, you know, psychotic people think people are after them, but if there is literally people after you, like watching your shit and like trying to get you fired from job, I'd lose my mind. I'm surprised you haven't started like the podcast like live from the bunker or something. It's like the woke mob can't get me here.
Yeah,
you
know? Yeah.
That was one path for you. It was just for you to go hard.
It's the other direction. God, yeah. There's so many things that could have fucked me up really bad. Like I had I got stopped outside of my like my parents' house. I was like leaving to go get like food at a nearby gas station. I was trying to get a snack. And I was like 18 at the time, and a news van pulls up like as I'm walking out of the house, and they get in my face with like cameras and everything. What? And then they ask me about these allegations that my dad one had an affair with another school board member, and then also like robbed her house. And so they're like showing me the news article that they haven't even like put out there yet. And they're interviewing me about
it. And you're just like on your way to a gas station. How old are
you? I was 18 years old. And Jesus. Yeah, luckily I was 18 and not like a much more impressionable age. Still fairly young, but yeah, and then I was on the news talking about like,
oh, no way.
They used the clip.
So
what did you say?
So I'm like pretty proud of myself, because at this point, like I was very fairly aware of like how my dad was doing, and my dad was like projected to win handedly in his election. And I was like, oh, they're just trying to dig up dirt on my dad. They know they lost the election, and so they're trying to win some points back in these next few polls when they, you know, they've got nothing left.
That's what you said.
That's what I said.
You're like trained. Cause that's like an OG response. I thought you were just stuttering, like, I don't know, I just wanted to get a Mountain Dew, but you came at it like you just went hard on that.
Yeah, no, I basically just walked out of the tunnel for my like Super Bowl game, and they pulled me aside for an interview.
Oh, I would have held that over my dad. I would have been like, listen, give me 1 second, call my dad. Listen, the news is talking about some bullshit. I've been wanting a PlayStation for a while now.
Yeah. So well, let me see about these out. They asked me about some allegations, and I feel like a PlayStation can decide how I feel about that, because I haven't seen the evidence.
Yeah, and I don't remember where you were that night, to be honest. I thought I remember you coming home late with blood on your shirt or something.
You were wearing a series of gold chains, and I've never seen you with gold chains.
Yeah, anyway.
You're like behind all of it, you know? You're like, you make all these allegations go away.
Yeah, so an eyewitness saw it was really you with your electable face.
Yeah. I did call my dad like immediately after, because it is like, whoa, like this.
Yeah.
So I called him and I'm like, so this and this happened. And I told him what I said. He was very proud of me. He was like, that's a really good response. And one of some other senator that he knows, like Patrick McHenry, I don't know, he's some senator somewhere, said that I also handled it really well. So I got a future in politics if this comedy thing
doesn't work out. I mean, again, you're failing upwards. You make a bunch of money you don't deserve. You're full of shit. I think you're ready for politics. I mean, I think so. Better recipe for politician.
If you guys want to manage my campaign, I mean, by all means, like
I think we get you. First off, 100%. we take Wake Forest.
Yes.
And then run on a platform of legalizing all drugs. I think just do that. I do think.
Also, guess what? Wake Forest just has now, it's the first town with an official podcast, and it's this one.
It's true. We install tornado sirens, but they only play this podcast.
So yep. Just a loop of the Mark Normand episode, just over and over and over again.
Blasting the entire town. I mean, just sit down and ruin a city. I really feel like we. Ben is the, everything.
Yeah, I'm down.
Like go bankrupt. He just.
I would be happy to be Wake Forest Nero. I would gladly take that position.
Yes.
Turn it all down.
Dude. That'd be great. Use the entire school budget to make like sketches.
That would be hilarious if they did. I'm guessing nobody else tried to interview after that, after they knew that you were so good.
After they knew I was a trained actor. I don't know what the
terminology is. I can imagine is just the CIA walking up being like, hey buddy.
I had to,
what do you think?
my dad told me to tell him to get off our property, and I got in a fight with the cameraman because he was standing on the road directly like outside of our driveway.
But that's not
like,
good content. That's not good footage.
No, and I was like, hey,
and you're like on evening news where it's just like response to the allegations with violence. You know,
well, it doesn't make them look either because I was like, hey, like I'm gonna need you to leave the property because like, or else I'm gonna call the cops. And they're like, I'm not on your property. And they're like literally like on the curb, like filming the property. God. Like, I'm not on
what
your property.
You, dude,
like,
well, you just go. You're not. You're on the property. Awkwardly eat dinner after that. Like after you're like, the cameraman's not texting me on the property. All right.
I just went and got my fucking snacks. I guess I just did what I set out to do. It was like normal day, I guess.
That is wild.
That is wild.
Can't find that clip anymore, but I want it. I want it.
I've looked. Yeah, that you need that. That's like you can send that out to clubs almost.
Yeah, TV reel.
Yeah.
Me answering about my dad's allegations.
I would put that in any job review application. You're like, I'm ready to do what it takes. I lied for my dad. I'm alive for you.
No,
I want my dad to have allegations so that people ask me about it, and I could be like, listen, I'm going to be in Greensboro September 9th through 8th.
I don't know anything about these, but I do know that we're doing our first live show September.
I'm just gonna send that tape to a couple headliners I know, like Louis C.K. or like.
Yeah, yeah. There you go.
This is how I handle things.
I like his stuff. He's a pro.
He knows how to shut him down.
Why aren't you? That's actually next. Okay, besides potential mayor and forever emperor of Wake Forest, I do think publicist for Louis C.K. is your next. You defend one monster, go to another.
Look, he's up in the polls right now. You're just trying to bring him
people,
down.
He's got a new special coming out. They're just trying to take him down. I mean, hey, you walk in a green room, that's what you're going to see. Okay? That's just what it is.
Sure.
For sure.
Well, Ben, do you have anything you want to plug before we head out here?
Oh, gosh. Well, I would like to plug my podcast, Battle Bop. It's kind of a Cards Against Humanity style game with musical categories like songs to sing to your ex via voicemail or songs to play immediately after getting sworn in as president. And then we
that's funny.
Choose songs and rate them head to head. And it's a lot of fun. It's pretty light. You know, we don't take it too seriously. And right now we're just working on getting bigger and better guests. So we'd be happy to have both you guys on sometime.
We'll be jumping on soon. Check us out.
That would be dope. That sounds like so much fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good time. We're not pulling tons and tons of views quite yet, but you know, if you got
an hour and a half to spend,
it's fun. So
yeah.
For sure. All right, Ben. Well, thanks for coming on, man. That was fun.
Yeah. Thanks so much for having me, guys. I really appreciate it.